the 17-year-old boy who was involved in the Porsche car accident that resulted in two techies in Pune last month being killed has been ordered out of custody at an observation home by the Bombay High Court, which says we are bound by the law. The aims and objectives of the Juvenile Justice Act must treat him as any child in conflict with law, despite the seriousness of the crime. On the show tonight, protecting juveniles versus the need for justice in a case as horrific as this. I'm joined on the program by Majid Memon, the senior advocate, Brinda Adige, Dr. Vikram Singh, former Director General of Police, and Dr. Amit Sen, Director at Senior Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist. Thank you all very much for being with us. Majid Memon, just in terms of the law itself, would you agree that interpretation of the Juvenile Justice Act was always going to be difficult? I mean, it's absolutely clear what it says, and this child or this person was under the age of 18, and therefore, whatever has taken place so far in terms of his custody was technically illegal.
Well, Vishnu, at the very outset, I want to just clarify a position. You see, the grant of bail by the High Court today has indeed caused a lot of anxiety, pain to the victim and the sympathizers of the victim, including media and activists. They feel that, well, justice is done, that he has been bailed out, although the crime is that serious. The first thing which I wish to convey, particularly to media, because media can educate people, that please understand the law relating to bail. You see, grant of bail or refusal of bail has nothing to do with the ultimate punishment or ultimate acquittal. Now, if somebody has committed a serious crime, and media also very often, you know, tries to say that, well, he has been bailed out, oh, so injustice has been, nothing of that kind. You see, grant of bail or refusal of bail has nothing to do ultimately with the end, the result of the prosecution of the charges. Now, in this case, certainly it has been brought out that the accused is a minor. If the accused is a minor, then the whole scenario changes, whatever may be the offense, howsoever grave the consequences of his act may be, because he is benefited by general law, even Juvenile Justice Act comes into play. And therefore, grant of bail is nothing very surprising to a boy juvenile. And therefore, in this case also, we find that the court has granted bail to him. But I must tell the victims, now please, if victims can hear me, I must tell them that please don't be disheartened. Merely grant of bail is not weakening the case, nor is it a symbol or indication of his getting out of this crime. He may be convicted even if he has been granted bail. Because once, you must understand that if a person is granted bail, there is no guarantee of his getting ultimate acquittal of the crime. He may have to suffer punishment if the offense is established.
No, but Mr. Memon, and you know, I mean, let me disagree with you somewhat, as I understand it, on the basis of reading what the judge has said this time and also reading the Juvenile Justice Act. In this particular case, right, the court said, amidst the immediate reaction to the accident, the knee-jerk reaction and the public outcry, the child in conflict of the law's age was not considered. That's the bottom line over here. Number two, the court has veered towards rehabilitation. And the law, the Juvenile Justice Act, also speaks about rehabilitation as opposed to conviction with anything more serious. Now, I'm not making a value judgment on whether that is correct or not. I'm just trying to say that for the purposes of this case, the path prescribed by the law is rehabilitation, which is why he's been let out.
No, that's absolutely. See, let me also clarify this particular aspect of the matter. Any observations that are made while granting or refusing bail remain there only. They do not go to the merits of the case. The trial court is, in fact, invariably expressly warned by the higher courts that you are not going to be affected on as far as merits are concerned by the observations that are made here. These are only provisional observations for the purposes of bail. And they are not the, you see, to be served as the merits or demerits of the case. So prosecution must not feel that by any observations that have been made by the High Court while considering bail application would somehow weaken their case or would deter the learned trial court
tomorrow. So in other words, Mr. Memon, the possibility of considering this child, who's, you know, I mean, been involved in this horrific act as an adult, that has not been decided upon, is what you're saying, right?
No, the trial court is at liberty to examine all the aspects of the matter when the trial begins, irrespective of whatever may have been the observation at bail stage.
Okay, all right. Dr. Amit Sen, as somebody who deals with adolescents on a very regular basis, we have a certain law in the country where there is a threshold age of 18 on the basis of the development of a young individual, whether it's maturity, whether it's physical growth of the brain, whether it's exposure, whether it's the ability to take decisions or understand consequences. Is there a particular logic in establishing that age of 18?
Well, 18 indeed is an arbitrary age. It is a legal age. And oftentimes the development of an adolescent probably takes longer. However, having said that, there are phases in their growth and development where we assume that they will take responsibility, they will take accountability of their actions, and that is a part of growing up and becoming fit to become a responsible citizen of the larger society. So while I understand the limitations of the Juvenile Justice Act, I think what stands out in my mind is the impact of such a judgment or what is happening or what is unfolding on the larger community and how they view it. Because in this case, when we talk about rehabilitation, we are probably referring to the underprivileged young people who often get into such a situation where rehabilitation is justified. Whereas somebody who's coming from a privileged background where they seem to be, unaware of responsibility and sometimes do things with impunity, believing that they will get away with anything. And that message is very dangerous for a lot of young people and also for the victims who stand by looking at it helplessly. And the unfairness of it, the injustice on them becomes very deep and profound. So somewhere deep down, I think we need to address it at different levels. And of course, there needs to be accountability. However, whether all the accountability and responsibility should come on this 17-year-old shoulder is a question that I have in my own mind. Because there are many other factors, like for instance, who gave the keys of a powerful car to a 17-year-old? Who gave the young person the alcohol to be able to drive rashly and cause the death that he did? So indeed, those are the people that need to take a great degree of the responsibility here. And I think in our society, these are the things that we miss out on. These are the blind spots that we have, and we never address it. And, if you go out on the roads, you often see, young people without helmets, on two-wheelers, driving posh, very powerful cars rashly after going to a party in the dead of night. And if the police stops them, they will probably have an argument, and they will let go with a fine of 1,000 or 2,000 rupees. Now, those are things that actually impact the perception of some of these things that young people grow up with.
Sure. And I just wanted to go across to Dr. Vikram Singh. Sir, the law says, just reading the Juvenile Justice Act, and I quote, any person who has completed 18 years of age and is apprehended for committing an offence when he was below the age of 18, then such a person shall, subject to the provisions of this section, be treated as a child during the process of inquiry. If you look at this, sir, it just appears that everything which has taken place thus far, legally was not correct. We may not necessarily agree with it, but the law says something, right?
Vishnuji, let me take you to Section 15 of the Juvenile Justice Act, which says that any juvenile between the ages of 16 and 18 can be tried as an adult if, in the opinion of the Juvenile Justice Board, he has the cognitive powers and the mental maturity to weigh the consequences of his action. And to that extent, the person who consumes whiskey worth 49,000 rupees and just pub hopping from one pub to the other, drives without a license, a car without registration, kills two people, and then look at if there is any case that gets the gold medal for manipulation, it is this case. And the misplaced compassion towards this adolescent deviant one at that in conflict of law. I firstly would like to compliment Dr. Amit Sen for taking a principled stand and taking a vision that perhaps reflects the feeling of the entire nation. Now, number two, it is not that I have felt helpless in my life ever. What action has the Pune police taken against the father, the grandfather, exactly, and the mother? a serial offenders. They should have been booked under the NSA by now. They did not. They were compliant. They were absolutely supine, and they did not have it in them to give them a message of a lesson of a lifetime. My exception is that they are looking absolutely helpless, trying to serve his master's voice. And in this case, they failed miserably, both in the prosecution and the investigation. And they did not do what was expected of a professional police force and a professional prosecuting agency. They were absolutely serving his master's voice. And therefore, I would stop at that. Any person, Thana level, would have done that, but they failed us. And failed
right, and you know, that really does bring me to my next question to Brinda Adige. The fact that there were medical officials, doctors in a hospital who were entirely, complicit in this, changing blood samples, ensuring that the blood alcohol report was made inaccurate. The fact that you had a restaurant serving alcohol to these children. The fact that there was a deliberate effort by the father to be away, the mother also allegedly, there is a teenager at one level misguided horrendously, horrifically. I think that's clear. But what about the role of his legal guardians? And what about the role of all of those who allowed this crime to actually get away almost, whether it's the medical officials or even perhaps the police? Isn't that what we need to be focusing on as much?
You're absolutely right. That is exactly what we must be focusing on just now. But that does not mean that we must absolve, or we should even feel guilty that we are not absolving the 17-year-old of a heinous crime. Now, it's very clear that official complicity has been established. But there are still laws also for the parents to be punished. Why are they out on bail?
Yes.
Why should they be given bail so quickly? I absolutely agree. Bail is every person's right. But if this 17-year-old is going to be out, then the parents must be inside. And why is he going back home? Is it because his family can afford it and they are influential? Because if it was another child from a socioeconomic background that is lower than what this boy is, he would not be allowed to go back home. He would be in the observation home. So why is this preferential treatment being given by our departments and by the courts and the juvenile court? So all of this just reeks of influence, power, and money. The same law treated and utilized, used differently for different people. He should have been in the observation home. Why should this boy be released elsewhere? He is going through whatever he is going through in the observation home. There has to be correction. There has to be psychological evaluation. And all of this must continuously happen. Why is it that he must be released out and go back home to enjoy the comforts when he
has... Brinda, I think those are important questions to which, we need to wait to see where this entire legal process goes. I'm out of time on this discussion.